everybody, and welcome back.
I don't want to do this podcast anymore.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode. Let me tell you why.
You suck so much.
I'm your host, Tyler Webster, joined as always by my co-host, Danielle Lorenz.
Hello.
Oh my gosh. Well, wake up, everybody.
I need to pause everything.
All right.
Why doesn't your hoodie have strings around the neck right now?
Because they came out in the wash. I forgot to put them back in.
Okay. I just noticed that there's just like two just like empty holes. And I was like, did you do that on purpose? Are you that guy?
No, of course not. And I didn't know until Cass told me to tie them up in a knot before you put it in the wash. I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
It kept coming out. It was
well, now you know.
It's a fucking pain in the ass. Hello,
no!
Everybody.
I didn't mean to start and over.
Come back. Keep that in.
Okay.
Welcome back to another episode of Let Me Tell You Why.
Sucks so bad.
I'm your host, Tyler Webster, joined as always by my co-host, Danielle Lorenz.
Fuck off.
Where we stop. I don't want to fucking hear it. Do you have the same thing?
This is a Goodwill hoodie that does not even have holes for strings.
Oh, well, never mind.
Get over yourself.
Hello!
Not take three. What's wrong with you?
No. All right. Well, I had a whole bit.
You know I can't let you have your bits.
Well, wake up, everybody, because we're talking about fucking dreams. All right.
Wait. We also have to say, because we didn't know this last time. We've been doing this for a year now.
Holy fucking shit. Yes.
We didn't know this last time.
Happy anniversary. I got one of those, yeah. I got one of those for the thing.
That was such a pathetic sound.
Hey, fuck you.
You
started laughing. I was like, she's laughing because it was good.
That's like the, that looks like shit. Like,
I want to talk about that real quick.
Yes, we have to talk about that.
We, Danielle and I both are resident nerds, and so we're huge, huge Harry Potter fans.
Yes.
me, maybe, I would say 5% less than you. I would say 5 or 10% less. Like, I'm a huge fan. I consider myself a
big fan. I
know
a freakish amount of trivia that no one cares about.
I know a lot of trivia, too, but it's not on her level, and I'm not going to try and pretend like it is. So, we got the Harry Potter Hogwarts Express game. The Hogwarts Legacy.
Hogwarts Legacy.
Hogwarts Legacy. Hogman. We got Harry Potter Hogwarts Legacy, and we're playing the game together. We're doing, like, a little in-home Let's Play, if you will. And we get to the point where you get to pick out your wand.
Yes.
And I connected my it's not Pottermore anymore.
It's Wizarding World.
I connected
yeah.
my Wizarding World account to the thing. So it's just like, we already know what wand you want, but you can change it. Your wand is ba 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 ba. And it was the one that looks like a fucking stick.
And I thought it was really cool. So we both at the same time go, oh.
Whoa.
And I thought he liked it. So I was opening my mouth to say, wow, that looks so cool. And he beat me to it and yells.
That looks like shit. Fuck that. It looks like a fucking stick you found outside, branch looking ass. Fuck you. This wand sucks.
And I was inconsolable for like, I had to be like 7 fucking minutes because I'm like crying laughing because I thought it looked good. Because I also like those kinds of wands that look more like not as refined.
Uh-huh.
Like I like the ones that are like knobby and like, you know, kind of like fucked up looking.
Nobody's free.
Ew.
Dude, that's going to be my house elf's fucking.
Knobby?
That
sounds
on.
Fucking disgusting.
What was that fucking bullshit we were saying when we were drunk? Slobbert, knobbert, or fucking...
Oh, it was, oh, God.
Slobbert, tobbert.
Slobbert,
tobbert. It's Snobby Tobby for sure.
We've already lost 50% of our listeners.
Come on, man. Slobbert, tobbert's really fucking funny.
Acting like fucking crackheads it's and we just
Snobbert,
start...
Tobbert.
Oh, God.
Maybe that should be my D&D character voice.
Not the voice. But that doesn't need to be your character name, is Slobbert Tobbert.
Slobbert Tobbert. Very good. So, what the fuck were we talking about? Anyway,
dreams.
Ones. Yeah, dream.
That was so awful.
That was awful. That was painful. And this is the A1 content you
sounds
guys
like the
were...
music from my one shot.
That's correct. So,
oh
so yeah, so we're talking about dreams. So, Danielle, why don't you tell us what dreams are? You mean it? Stay with it.
I started trying to think of, like, what the, what the monologue from Sharkboy and Lava Girl was about dreams, and I couldn't think of it.
Okay.
So if I'm not gonna be copying, is it right?
And that where it's like where the hills are intense and the heat is intense. It's barbaric, but hey, it's home.
What are
or is that just the beginning of Aladdin?
What is wrong with you?
Arabian Dream.
We haven't had enough time just for like the two of us to hang out this last week, and that's so y'all are getting just like the brunt of all of this.
You're getting what happens when you put the two of us just by ourselves to just hang out.
Yes, we're very disjointed, and none of it makes any sense.
That's correct.
And we find things that shouldn't be funny.
No, our listener base is laughing. That's why we have so many of them.
David appreciates our content.
That's correct. David, we miss you.
So what dreams are dreams? So some people think that dreams are like some people think it's your subconscious trying to like tell you something. Some people think it's like a higher power trying to speak to you. Science tells us that it's essentially your brain unpacking the day in a very like kind of absurd, disjointed way. Which is kind of what I lean towards. I don't really think dreams are anything necessarily supernatural. I think they are just your brain kind of like, you know, essentially downloading all of its information into like your permanent memory receptors and sifting through what needs to be remembered and what doesn't. But because everything is all mishmashed together, it's like, okay, the thing that was on your mind all day or the person that was on your mind all day, you know, something big, like some sort of event or, you know, something that either you've done or that you've thought about, potentially something really sad or something really scary if you're in like if your brain is in kind of an unhealthy place and so it needs to like, you know, sift out some of that negativity in your dreams. That's really what I think dreams are, is more of just like an unpacking of everything.
I'm kind of torn. I don't know. Like, I definitely wouldn't put money down on anything in particular. But I would say that I do think that there is some level of spiritual significance with dreams. There is also, like anything, different categories, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I've told this story before. I'll tell this later in the podcast about when my mom came to visit me. Did I ever share that on the podcast?
I don't know about the podcast. I know you've told me.
I told you that.
I don't know if you shared it on the podcast.
I'm definitely going to talk about that in a little
you
bit.
You might have, but it would have been way back.
Okay. Well, stay tuned for potentially a repetitive story, but it's really good, so fuck you. but before we get into that, I mean, that was an incredibly spiritual, surreal experience that I fully believe is real. In terms of regular dreams, I think it's kind of a mix between your brain just kind of like you said, kind of decompressing. Mm-hmm. But I do think that there are some dreams that you have that have some significance to them, that have some weight, like a warning or a premonition of some sort.
Well, so I don't necessarily know about like premonition, but obviously a lot of dreams, especially the dreams that stick with you when you wake up, do have weight, you know, for some reason, whether it's that it's your brain. Like, and it could even be a warning, but it could be more of your brain just deducing, like, okay, all of you've been stressed about this, this, and this, you know, with this person, this thing, in this place, you know, here is our conclusion.
There's a bunch of featherless flamingos screaming obscenities at you.
But in that location, so do with that what you will. But, you know, and some people are like, well, this type of dream means that you're stressed about this or means this. And so I do think that there is like meaning and that you can take meaning from dreams, but I don't know if I believe that they are like premonitions per se.
Okay, interesting. Do you enjoy being wrong? No.
Have you met me?
No. Yeah, I think that there's some validity for that, to that for sure. It really just comes down, like, there's so much shit, like, I feel like it ties in line with kind of my perception of the meaning of life, which is that life is inherently meaningless, and the meaning of life is to give life meaning. What the fuck are you looking at?
I'm just looking at you, dude. I'm just looking at you.
Holy shit. You're just fucking staring.
Like, that's what I
you're
do.
You're staring through my soul. Holy shit.
In every episode we've ever done, I'm always just looking at you. And this one time, he looks back at me and realizes, oh my God, the person
she's
I'm doing the podcast with is staring at me.
Oh my God. That's so crazy. But
what the fuck?
Sorry, I thought you were ramping up to say something.
No, I was just looking at you.
Well, this is...
That's just my face, dog.
Let's go good content. So, wow. Anyway.
We're so killing it today. This 1 year anniversary episode is so fucking tight.
So on track. Now, I think to give love to the earlier episodes, we're going to have this one be as disjointed. And then all of our audience base is like, please fucking no. That's not what we
That's
want.
That's not what we want. Let me tell you
It's
what.
Been getting so good. And we're just like, we know. But no.
But we want to tear it down.
It's all over the
Watch
fucking
it
place.
Burn.
It's all over the place. How do you feel about Let Me Tell You Why? What is Let Me Tell You Why to you?
Here, I actually really like when it's disjointed.
Yeah.
We can be talking on a topic, but I prefer when it's not like we've planned something out or like, you know, it's going to be something serious. It's more of like, I will say I did love the game though.
The game was great.
But even when we were playing the game, it was original Let Me Tell You Why feel where it was like getting super disjointed and crazy and like us going off on tangents about shit.
Yeah.
And to me, that makes the best content because it's a real conversation as opposed to something that's been planned out and rehearsed and structured. Spoiler alert, guys. I didn't even know what the topic was when we sat down. I walked in and was like, what are we talking about? So no notes, nothing sitting in front of us except for coffee and my blue light glasses. So that is it.
Just really painting the picture
yeah,
for you guys.
Yeah, I know how interested you
imagine,
are.
Imagine if Harry Potter's like closet in the Dursleys' household was like a little bigger.
Was like, okay, so you know how he moves into Dudley's bedroom starting in Chamber of Secrets? Imagine that room, but a little smaller and full of garbage. That's where we are.
Why do you move into Dudley's bedroom? What happened to Dudley?
Dudley got a bigger bedroom, so he got his second bedroom.
So what happened to, how did they get a, did they move?
No, they were in the same house, but Dudley had two bedrooms, and so they...
He had two bedrooms, and Harry slept under the
fucking
stairs?
Yeah, and out of the... But because they were scared of his abilities, out of the goodness of their heart, they gave him Dudley's second bedroom.
Holy
And they
shit.
Even said as much in the second movie, in like, a deleted scene, where he walks in, he's like, we even had the kindness to, you know, give you Dudley's second bedroom, and it's just like... Yeah, like, for real.
That's fucking bonkers, man. I wish I could read.
Honestly, dude, I really feel like you would actually enjoy, like, audiobooks while you're doing other shit.
Probably.
Like, while you're playing, like, video games or something, just having audiobooks play, because then you could still take in content and do the ADHD thing of, like, I have to be doing things with my hands, and like, while you're doing the dishes or something, or while you're cleaning, just having it in your ear.
I think you might be right. But there's so much D&D content that I have to get to.
I have narrated so much fantasy that is basically D&D, and you should listen to that.
But Dimension 20 is so good.
Oh my god.
Anywho, so speaking of dreams, so the way I was thinking about how this podcast was going to go was kind of talking about any dreams, like actual real dreams that you have that stick out to you as insane, and then actual dreams, like in real life, that may or may not have either died or you're holding on to, or like dreams like aspiration.
Oh, I was sitting here like,
the face
the
of not knowing what I'm talking about was very funny. Was y'all like, can't see it, but she was fucking puzzled. Was this like, woman was perplexed.
I sure was puzzled, and oh my god.
Boy, I sure was puzzled.
We haven't drank at all tonight, surprisingly.
You'd be shocked, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, I know I have a dream from way back in the day that I've never forgotten about.
Oh god, hit
it
me.
Has a title.
It has a title!
And its title is, The Mater and the Applejacks Train Dream.
What the fuck?
So it took place in my middle school. Mm-hmm. This was like way back in the day. And in my middle school, there were trains that would go along the walls, like, that were made up of Applejack's boxes. Okay. And you could hop on them, and then they would take you to class.
Of course.
So my best friends in the game were Mater from Cars, and the, like, mascot for Neopets, I think it was.
Good.
It was either... No. It was, gosh, what is the fucking thing from Webkinz? Whatever that thing is, crap. I can't think of what it's called. Like
the dog?
No. It was like, it was on the website. I'm trying to remember.
Stay with it.
Oh, hold on. Webkin's mascot. That guy. What's he called? Zingoz. That's what it is. A Zingoz. So the Zingoz and Mater were my best friends in the dream.
Man's talking about Zingoz.
And so the Zingoz was, like, super into me, but obviously that wasn't going to happen.
Of course, and, we come from two different worlds. Me from Earth, you from Webkinz.
No, but...
Fan fiction, people, get to writing.
No! But so, me and the Zingoz are at school, and we're standing in the middle of the hallway, and the boxes are going by us, and we're waiting on Mater because he's late. And so we're waiting.
Classic Mater.
And Mater comes, like, tearing in. And he, like, skids to a stop, and he's like, we gotta go. And I'm like, why?
And he just goes, the
gone. The doctor's gone. No, but he rolls in, and he's like, all right, hop in. And so me and the Zingoz hop in, and we go, you know, zooming. And then the location changes to my grandma's house in the bedroom where, at the time, my family and I specifically my siblings, we're having to stay in there because when we sold our house and then we're buying a new house, we had to, like, wait a little bit until we could actually move in. Mm-hmm. So for that period of time, we lived with my grandma. And so, you know, that room was totally changed up. Like, everything was different. But I knew the room. And there's, like, a coffin in the middle of it. Okay. And I read a lot of Warriors as a kid, like the Warrior Cat series. And so the name of, like, it was a woman, but the woman was named after one of the cats in like the Warrior series. Okay. And so her, like, grave was there, and I don't remember exactly what we were doing with the grave, but there was something going on. Then hard cut, full location shift where everything's different.
Right.
And now I am walking up a driveway to our old house, like, you know, the first house that I, like, remember living in. But, like, from the outside, it doesn't look like that house, but on the inside it is, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm walking up the driveway with, I think, my friend Amy, and she's fully, like, you know, just fine, and I'm pulling my little rolling, like, book bag, but I'm in just, like, either, like, just a towel or, like, just a robe for some reason.
What the fuck?
And we're going up the driveway. And, like, we go inside the house, and as a kid, I used to have, this is a very vivid dream, and I remember it very well. I used to have a Hello Kitty alarm clock.
Good.
Where Hello Kitty is sitting on top of the clock. It's a little digital clock, and you know, it goes off, and it's super obnoxious, like the alarm sound, you know, really awful. And so I walk in, and for some reason, the alarm clock is out in the living room. And so, like, I'm going, like, to the back room. And something happened. I don't really remember, but I heard something coming from, like, that kind of shadowy corner where the alarm clock was. Mm-hmm. And I turn, and it starts saying, I've never forgotten the phrase because it doesn't make any sense. It started repeating over and over, 20 or worse, over and over and over. And
fuck?
Hello Kitty was not Hello Kitty. It was the Medusa's head.
What?
And it started, like, coming to life, and its eyes got all red, and it was repeating the thing at me. And I tried to run away, but I could feel myself slowing as I was getting, like, petrified by her. And then I woke up.
What the fuck? I don't know what the fuck I expected, putting dreams in the hat, but
is that enough of a premonition? Do you think Medusa's gonna turn me to stone after becoming a non-Hello Kitty alarm clock while I'm in a towel?
Do you think your life got better or worse after 20?
Oh, God. I have actually. So some people have said things similar to 20 or worse, like, throughout my life ever since then. And immediately that pops into my, that phrase has never left my brain.
Because it's a very strange
connection. It's so odd. And so whenever someone says something that's even close to 20 or worse, I immediately am like, and like, my head turns, and I'm like, what the fuck did you just say? Even though it means nothing. It means nothing.
Captain,
like,
how many battalions are out at the gates? Oh, could be 20 or worse. And you're like, oh,
they said it!
The Medusa clock! And everyone's like, what the fuck is she talking about? Man, the batteries.
Oh my god.
No,
but
that's incredible.
That is the most memorable dream that I have. Aside from...
I can see why.
I have two other very memorable dreams, but I will let you tell one first.
Holy fucking smokes. Okay, well...
But that is my most memorable, most crackhead what the fuck dream I've ever had.
I have two lucid dreams and two regular dreams. All of a vast majority of my regular dreams, regular dreams, surprisingly, are me pulling the glorious purpose.
Of course it is. Because you're the fucking savior complex.
Yeah, so it's always the go glorious on without me.
Purpose.
It's always go on without me. It's you fucking always nicking nonsense. Yourself
on the thumbtack and just, I'm sorry, death, and just like dramatic.
Exactly.
All your shit has to be the heroic death.
The youngest one that I can remember was, because this was the first time I had ever died in a dream. And it's really fucking crackhead. We were all at a fair. It was me and my whole family and a couple of my friends, and we were at a fair, and there was this big pop-up stand that like a stage, right? Mm-hmm. With like curtains with a carny dressed in the pinstripes, not the pinstripes, the white and red, like kind of stripes with the hat. The guys that you would imagine singing in a fucking quartet.
Yes,
right?
Yes, I know who you're talking.
And he comes
about.
Up with a cane, and he's just like, oh, we're about to announce the winner. And we're just like, oh, the winner, yeah. So we're all clapping and everything. And
even
he goes,
though no one knows who the winner is.
Yeah, we don't know what the winner is. But he's just like, oh, we're now about to announce the winner is, look out, a meteor. And then a fucking meteor comes down, and out of the meteor spawns all these fucking, like, alien, like, squid, like, fucking ooze people. And
what a fucking classic kid dream, dude.
Here's the best part. This is the hands down the best part, save for the ending. I take out a fucking greaser's comb, right? And I slick my hair back, and I flick the comb, and it turns into a switchblade, and I go, get behind me.
What the fuck? How old were you?
I had to have been like 12.
Oh my
like 11
God.
Or 12. And using my comb switchblade, I fight off all the bad guys. This is a congruent theme with me. I always fight off all the bad guys. And then the carny's just like, I just got word from NASA.
What the fuck?
The meteor is gonna explode the planet. And I'm like, well, that's not good. Don't worry, guys. I can stop this. I have to throw it into the sun. And they're like, well, you can. It'll kill you. And I was just like, that's just the risk I'm willing to take. And I, like, put my... I comb my hair again, and I put the switchblade in my pocket. I grab the meteor, and I fly into the fucking sky. And everyone's crying, and my parents are screaming, and everyone's like, don't do it! And I'm, like, flying into the atmosphere as I go into space, and then closer to the sun. And I try and throw it, but it's stuck to my hand. And I'm like, I guess I gotta go down with the ship. I hope you remember me. And then I fly into the sun,
oh my
and then
God.
The dream doesn't end there. It ends with the rest of the townspeople being like, we'll never forget Tyler Webster's heroic sacrifice.
God.
And then I woke up and I'm like, you're goddamn right.
What the fuck? I feel like anime did not do your ego any favors growing up.
So that was one, but because it was a little short, I'll say the other one, which was short. This one was goated. It was a Star Wars dream.
Okay.
So Samuel, tune in. It was so you know the light the actual what is it the combat lightsabers that I have.
Yeah.
They were in the dream.
Okay.
Like the full scale models were in the dream, but they were real.
Okay.
And so it was after Order 66. I'm one of the Jedi survivors working with the rebels to try and, you know, help kickstart the rebellion.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a Jedi Knight at this point. I'm not like the greatest Jedi ever, but I'm trying really hard.
Okay.
And so I have the big ass fucking longsword, giant fucking handle one on my back, and then I've got the curved hilt on my side. And I feel so cool. I'm in fucking, like, blacks and grays, and I look fucking like
Jedi robes, but they don't look
Jedi
like Jedi robes.
But not Jedi robes, you know what I mean? And then everyone's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Jesus Christ. And so we're on the ship, and wee-woo, we're getting boarded. And
yeah.
I'm just like, don't worry, guys. Everybody get behind me. So I'm...
Theme of get behind me.
So I'm standing there just with my curved hilt lightsaber. I don't need the big one yet. We're not there. And so I ignite the lightsaber. It says emerald green. And then next thing you know, lasers start flying at us. And I'm parrying all of them like a fucking badass while everybody else is shooting the stormtroopers. I'm just there just defending everybody and like knocking the blaster bolts back at the fucking stormtroopers. And then it was like, fuck, I think this was shortly after, not Solo.
Rogue One.
I think this was shortly after Rogue One.
With
it was
the hallway scene?
Because it was the hallway scene. We dispatched all of the fucking bad guys, all the stormtroopers, and then you just see and there's a red lightsaber, and I'm like, oh, this is not good. And I was like, everybody get to the escape pods. I'll hold them off for as long as I can. And so I put the curve tilt in my left hand, and I draw the big long sword saber with my other hand, and dual wielding the swords, I go running at him, and I'm fighting him, and almost immediately, here's the coolest thing. In that dream, it felt really fucking real. Like, this wasn't... Like, typically, I'm really good at being like, oh, I'm in a dream. Neat. This was like, if he cuts me with that lightsaber, it's gonna kill me.
Yeah.
Right? So, I'm fighting for my fucking life, realizing very quickly, this guy's gonna beat my fucking ass.
Because it's fucking Darth Vader, bro. Because it's Darth Vader,
and I'm just not
there. You're not Darth Vader.
I'm not him. But I'm holding my own to a decent degree. I look back, I see that everybody's getting out, and I'm just like, this is my one opportunity. Oh, my one shot. He knocks the curved hilt out of my hand and then just comes down with like a power strike straight towards my head. And I'm blocking it with the sword up right on my face, the two-handed sword. And I'm doing everything to stave him off. And with the force, I ignite my lightsaber, and I don't put it at him. I go to the glass on, like, you know, the window.
Oh, yeah.
And it breaks the window and throws Vader and I out into space. And I immediately am like, as my body's completely like frozen and I'm like kind of about to die, I'm just like, I think I got him. I think I took him with me. Godspeed, everyone. And then I die and I woke up and I'm like, Godspeed, everyone. Let's go. I got to fight Vader with fucking two swords. It was so cool. Have you ever lucid dreamed?
There have been a couple of times where I've realized that it was a dream. Only like one time did I realize it was a dream and then stay in it.
Did you have any control?
Yeah, I did. But I don't really remember, what all happened with it. Like, I don't remember what happened in the dream. I just know that happened. But I can't remember the specifics about the dream. Mm. No, I have, so the other two dreams that I remember, like, vividly, that aren't, like, nightmares, you know?
Sure.
Because nightmares are a different thing. But, and I've talked about a couple of, like, my scariest ones on the podcast already.
Yeah.
But, the other two that I remember is, so, both of these, so, I have not, this is about to get real personal real quick, I have not, because I'm, you know, I'm ace, sex dreams have not been a big thing in my life.
Okay.
And even when they have, it doesn't really make sense. because I'm not the most experienced in the world. And so, and it also is never at the forefront of my brain. Mm-hmm. And so, like, when dreams put that in, it's always kind of weird.
Yeah.
So,
where the dream itself knows, it's like, I don't know why we're doing this.
Yeah, for one of them.
Okay.
The other one is, I think I can safely say, the only time I've had what could be called a full-on, like, actual, like, sex dream before, and it sticks with me because of that. Hmm. So, there was one.
Are you going to tell that story or no? Is that too personal?
I mean, I'm not going to tell all the graphic shit, but I'll just say what happened, because not much happened in the dream aside from that. And so, like, but there was one, so the first one that ever had that in it, again, I had not had sex at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how it worked. And so, so I think there's a reason that my brain almost did like a cutaway, because it was like, I don't know what happens here.
If I can interject, there's a Game Grumps bit that's very funny where Dan was talking about sex ed.
Okay.
And it's a bunch of fucking like 12-year-olds who have no idea, no concept of what sex even is. And one of the kids, like they were just getting past like the male anatomy. They haven't even gotten to sex yet. Mm-hmm. One of the kids raises his hand and she goes, yeah, you have a question? He goes, yes. And he was all business formal with it. He's just like, yes, I know in sex you pee on the girl, but where specifically do you pee? And you're talking about, like,
God.
I haven't had sex yet. I'm just thinking, like, I know in sex you pee on the girl.
No! No!
This shit's so fucking funny.
No, right, okay.
Go on, excuse me.
So, at this point, I haven't done that. I don't really know how it works. And so, in the dream, there was this guy that I had a crush on for a while. This was back in high school.
Here we go.
And I had a crush on him for a little bit. And in the dream, we, like, so we're out kind of almost in this, like, field area, but it's enclosed and like a part of like this big almost like this big property with a bunch of people in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't even know how it exactly happened, but, like, we went out there, and then the mood just struck. I don't know what...
It's sex time.
Yeah, just, yeah. You know, like the switch was flipped. But rather than me... And I remember I was even mad as, like, a high schooler, because, again, haven't experienced it yet.
Sure.
Would have loved to get some dream practice, but I got none. Because what happened is, as soon as things, like, started, it cut away from me. And it cut to all the people inside watching the camera that was facing the yard.
Oh, my God.
And they were all like, And, like, I could kind of see what was happening on the screen, but, like, mm-hmm. not really, you yeah. know? And then by the time it cuts back to me...
Why am I wrestling him?
And by the time it cuts back to me, it's done. And so I was just like, come on! Like, I'm already hopeless. I don't know what's happening. Can my subconscious give me some kind of, like, tips
That's
on what's supposed
so
to happen?
Fucking hilarious.
And so, like, so that was a frustrating one.
Oh my God.
And then when I was with my last boyfriend before Samuel,
mm-hmm.
You know, by this point I have, and I remember it was such a weird one because it was like, I'm at this party and I go into... It's kind of just like a broom closet, sort of, but it's like kind of big, like almost like a really miniature wine cellar.
Okay.
You know, and so, but you know, kind of walk-in closet size, and so I went in there for something. I don't know what I went in there for, and like throughout the night, me and this random guy who in real life is not really my type at all, but in the dream, like that didn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, you know, we had kind of like, you know, just caught each other's eyes, like, you know, just kind of like during the party, just every now and then. And like, we would just kind of notice each other and then move on. And so I go to the closet and I remember like very distinctly, like I'm in the closet and then I turn and I'm like about to leave and I open the door and he's like opening it. And we both just kind of stopped and like looked at each other and like no words were exchanged. It was just like, going. And like, and I remember I was like, because that one I actually got to like live it out, because at that point I've already experienced it.
Sure.
And so, you know, I was so like, my brain was able to like, you know, sort of let me live it. And I remember I was just kind of like, this is nice, no consequences because it's a dream. And I acknowledged it was a dream.
Yeah.
I was like, this is cool. Like, don't know the guy. This is something I never do in real life, but I get to experience this in my dream. This is pretty cool. And like, it, and honestly, it was, like, a good experience. You know, it ended. We both just, like, stood up and, like, nodded to each other. No words. And then just parted ways. And, like, and I remember. And so those are dreams.
Incredible.
Those are dreams that have stuck with me because, one, I was pissed that I didn't get to live it. And then the second one, I was just appreciative because I have not had many of those just because, again, it's not at the forefront of my mind.
Sure.
And so I haven't had many, so whenever I do have them, I'm just like, that was refreshing. Like, that was a nice little change of pace, you know?
That is very funny.
Yeah.
Continuity. So, yeah, wow, Danielle, that was a crazy dream.
No, those are the ones I remember the most that I haven't already talked about on the podcast, because I've
okay.
talked about a few already.
Okay, so I'll tell you about the first lucid dream that I ever had, and really... I don't necessarily know if I count the second one, so this is really the first and only time I've ever lucid dreamed, right?
Okay.
Recreationally, I should say, because the other one was like a spiritual thing. This was just, you're good, have fun,
yeah.
right? I was in just a Bob Standard, it was probably another Glorious Purpose dream, and I was fighting off somebody and I was about to die, and I was like, you can't kill me, I'm in a dream. And I put my hands up like he's about to stab me, and I was like, dream? I'm in a dream. Wait a minute. Stop. And then he just like stops. And everything's frozen for like time has stood still.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking around and I'm like, huh. All right. Not bad. So I'm like, it was like the Will Smith, if I control rewind.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, I control the dream. So I'm kind of bored. Like I do the kind of Glorious Purpose thing all the time. What if I do something else? And I snap my fingers, and next thing you know, everything dissolves to white, and then, like, rebuilds itself like an Assassin's Creed game, and I'm in a neighborhood in, like, a Ferrari, like, a really nice car. And but the way the neighborhood is configured is it's like constant like turns and loops, and nobody's on the road. Like nobody's like, it's just wide open space. There are houses, but there's nobody outside, so no one's gonna get hurt. And I'm just like fucking doing donuts and just driving around the neighborhood like really recklessly. And I'm like, this is fucking fun. This is a really good time because I know that there's no consequences. Yeah. Right. And I drove around until I fucked up and flipped the car and landed in a ditch. And I'm just like, okay, do I want to keep doing this? Nah. All right, let's switch it up. And then I snap my fingers again and the whole thing dissolves. Because at this point, I'm like, I'm kind of drunk with power. I'm like, yeah. I can do literally anything. Let's push the limits of this. And then it comes back. I'm in like a dojo. And I have like, and it's just a wall of different kinds of weapons. I'm like, now we're talking. And a bunch of ninjas literally jump from the rafters that I put there.
Yeah.
And a bunch of ninjas come down and they're all like fucking like bobbing and weaving like they're fucking minions from fucking Power Rangers. And then they all start charging at me. I'm grabbing different weapons off the wall and fucking fighting them and shit. And I'm like, this is fun as fuck. And then I boom, stab the last one and he fucking explodes like the Putty Patrol. And I'm like, all right, that was fun. What else? Women. And then,
oh my god.
And I snap my fingers again. I'm in this fucking like super lavish honeymoon suite, the top floor of some hotel. And I'm not shitting you. There's fucking like seven girls all fucking butt naked. And they're all just like,
oh my gosh.
They're all like, we've been waiting for you, Mr. Webster. And I'm like, this is definitely
it. This is the
it.
Height of luxury.
This is it. This is the fucking, this is the pinnacle. Well, ladies, great news, I'm here. And we were all going after it. I feel like, I want to say they were girls I had a crush on at the time.
Okay.
Because I remember a couple of them.
Well, there might have been like a couple that you actively liked and a couple of just like insert hot just like, dream girl it, number
it,
four.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
It was probably something like that. Because I think the one girl that I was really interested in, who I actually can't say because this was never revealed that I had a crush on her.
Yee.
And I just don't want that floating out there. Or do I? Yeah.
What the fuck?
Fuck it. Yeah, why not?
What the fuck?
Well, I don't like blueballing the audience like
that. Oh my god. Okay.
So
watch, someone's gonna go on like a tirade trying to make sure that she hears this.
You know what? I hope you do, because I'm older now, and they've expressed that they find me attractive. Now whether they're attracted to me is neither here nor there. So one of our longest time family friends was a group of a fucking group of people. It's called a family. Was a family called the Wild Shots.
So let me pause right here. Do you actually want to say this person's name on the podcast?
Yep.
Knowing why you're mentioning it is because you lucid dream made her like do things with you.
Well, I did not have sex with her. That's okay. The thing. She was facilitating things, but we did not have sex.
Sus.
Swear to God.
Sus.
Swear to God. Because that's the thing, is sex never happened. We got right up to that point, and then that's when I woke up.
Okay. That, nah.
Because I don't have sex in my dreams. I get right
really?
Up.
Really?
Yep. I get right up to the point, and then fade to black.
Why is that?
Because God doesn't want me to be happy about it.
I mean, here's the thing. That's happened to me a lot, too. Hence why I've only really had, like, you know, I've had that one, and then I've had, like, you know, obviously, like, a few about Samuel, you know, and, like, whatever. But, like, even with those a lot of the time, I still don't get to fully experience it. Like, my brain almost hits, like, fast forward, and it's just like, and skip to the end. And yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that was kind
of
lame.
Yeah, no, it was all the teasing, some foreplay, all of that stuff is very real. It's very there, and then it stops. Like, right when it's like, all right, I can't believe I'm having sex with this fucking large-assed woman. I'm so excited. I'm so happy to fuck me. And then I wake up and I'm like, hold on. If I go back to sleep, send me back. Because that's happened before.
No, I've been able to go back as long as I don't fully wake up.
Yes.
If I'm almost still kind of like groggy, foggy, half asleep, and I go back asleep, oh yeah, I can go right back into a dream.
Right.
Yeah.
So, so that's where I was there. But no, this individual was like encouraging everything, but not participating. if that makes any sense.
Okay.
And again, it's not like any sex happened anyway, so who gives a shit? They were all just like, I can say this, everyone was like kind of just like rubbing my chest, and they're like, oh my god, we're gonna fuck and it's gonna be great. And then I woke up and
I'm like, very like, you know, PG-13, like, what, like, you know, what Playboy,
a,
like,
what a 15 year old thinks that an orgy looks like. Yeah. Like a Ferris Bueller's Day Off kind of imagining.
Yes.
So we had a family called the Wild Shuts. They were very, very close family friends of ours, and their mom was like my mom. Their dad was like an uncle I never, well, I guess not never had, but an uncle that I was super close with. And they had three girls. One of them was Tanner's age, one of them was my age, and the other one was 1 year older than me.
Okay.
And I, of course, naturally gravitated to the two girls, but we had like a sister brother kind of bond, right?
Yeah.
Forever, right? Where it was no one was ever, no, we were never interested in each other like that through childhood. But then puberty kicked in,
and
I was
everything
like,
changes.
And I'm like,
hits.
Oh my god, because they're from the Netherlands, and so they're fucking every single one of them are fucking gorgeous, like drop dead gorgeous. And so it's one of those things.
I so wish, like, you know, I know for a fact that both of your parents were sitting there like, all right, which one you think is gonna, who's gonna flip the switch first? Because they're looking at, like, you know, these beautiful, like, you know, girls, and they're like, they're gonna notice.
Yep.
Let's see what the day is when they finally notice.
Yep, it was pretty crazy. And so I feel like being a little bit of a jackass, because it could have gone, like, if any moves were had, I was considering making a move on, because here's the thing, I was interested in both of the older sisters.
Of course you were, because you love your older women.
Well, no. I say older sisters. One was my age, the other one was a year older than
me. I know, but that's what, but I was thinking about the one that was a year older, like, well, of course he's going to be aiming for that, for, you know, for that girl.
But I was interested in her in so many different reasons for being interested in the one that was my age.
Okay.
And so, and so just in the off chance, just to cause fucking chaos,
oh my
in
God.
The off chance that they do hear this, I'm not going to say which one of them it was.
Oh my God. You're a fucking, tune into our sociopathy podcast that just came out last week. Here goes Tyler trying to start a fucking fire.
I haven't talked to either of them in, fuck, I haven't talked to them since mom died.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been that long?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's about, what is it, where we're going on, it was 2017, so we're going on 6 years in October.
Wow.
Fucking crazy. But yeah, I haven't talked to them in fucking forever, save for, I'll post like a picture, like a headshot or a good looking picture of me, and they will both comment and be like, holy fucking shit, what a hottie. But it's always playful. You
know
what I mean?
It's what you say to your friend, you know?
I will say, me and one of them, me and both of them, actually, we had moments where it was like something could happen, but I was terrified of like causing issues, because that's not me. Like, I'd rather just be friends before causing issues with these guys specifically. Mm-hmm. But I always wondered, I was in the back of my head just like, did you ever feel the same way? Maybe not. Who knows?
See, if you had just stopped it, but I was terrified, that would have described me anytime I had a moment. Because growing up, we had a family that was very similar. And I did end up dating the one that was about my age, but we didn't date for very long, and I ended up cutting it off because it just wasn't a relationship vibe.
Sure.
You know, we tried, and I was just kind of like, yeah, no. And it sucked because, you know, we were able to go back to being like the best friends that we had been for a little bit, but, you know, it was kind of like rocky for a minute just because he had really wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
And I quickly just realized, nah.
Yeah.
We tried, you know, we went on like a date that I was excited about. It was in, you know, like his parents' basement. We were watching a movie, and, you know, I didn't expect us to like kiss or anything, but I did. But I mean, you know me, you know how important like touch is with like a partner.
Of course.
And even back then it was important. I just didn't know about love languages or anything like that. So I didn't know why it was so important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're sitting on the couch, and I was expecting maybe for him to hold my hand or like put his arm around me. You
Something.
Know, we're good Christian children. It's not going to be anything insane. And so I was like, but I want something, but I'm terrified to make the first move. He has to do it.
Mm.
And so I'm like trying to drop all the hints. I'm sitting like right next to him. I'm putting my hand like, you know, kind of like in between, trying to like bait him into doing
something. Right.
And he instead takes the popcorn and just puts it between us.
cringe. Holy shit.
And that was all I needed. So as soon as that happened, I was like, yeah, no. Yeah,
no, I'm good.
I'm good. How dare I can't. You. Because not only was it like, I want this from like my person that I'm with, but also that kind of makes me feel undesirable.
How would it not?
To put that in between us and me to be like, yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. Am I that gross? Like, and I know it was just because he was super nervous, but also, like, I can't have us both be terrified and nervous. Mm-hmm. Like, someone has to be able to take the reins.
Sure.
At least back then. So, you know, that was our thing. And then growing up, I was just terrified of making any kind of move with anybody.
Fair.
Hence why they all went after my friends instead.
That's fucking awful.
Where it was like, you know, I was, like, straight up, like fucking head over heels toxic in love with this one guy, and he ended up dating one of my very, very close friends for like a year, and I was just having to sit there like, I'm not crying, you're crying.
Oh,
like,
that's fucking horrible.
it was awful, because of course, you know, she was the one that all of us were just like, she's the drop dead gorgeous, like, dancer girl, you know, perfect in every way, every guy's obsessed with her, mm-hmm. kind of person. And I was just like, and then there's me, with a haircut that makes me look like a dude,
no.
And I don't know how to wear makeup, and I wear fucking nerdy-ass shit all the time, and nobody likes me.
Oh my fucking God, that's awful.
But I was also just bad at picking up signals. Like, there are two big things I can think of where one guy was definitely, like, gonna ask me out,
mm-hmm.
but I, like, talked him out of it. And then another one where I was in college, and a guy definitely wanted, like, this super hot guy,
mm-hmm.
That we all were like, he's drop-dead gorgeous, this man. He was 100%, like, inviting me into his room, and I thought he was kidding. So I laughed and walked away.
It didn't
click until it was too late, because, like, we were at, like, it was at the Springer, and we were at, like, a Springer after party.
You were saying?
I was talking about my Springer story. That's what I was talking about.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, no, real, super fast, that one was just me not picking up on a cue, where I'm at this party and everyone's drinking and having a good time. We just put on a show. I was just telling you about Mary Poppins.
Okay.
He was the guy who did the ceiling thing.
No shit.
Yeah.
Okay, very
and,
cool.
And so, you know, everyone was like, you know, just swoon over him all the time.
Understandably.
Which tracks. And, at the Springer, if you're living there, a lot of times you have, like, a roommate. You know, there's two of y'all up there in, like, actors' housing if you don't live in town.
Sure.
And so he shared a room with somebody else, and so their room was the one that everyone was going, like, using the bathroom in. Because up on the third floor, everyone's just in, like, the big common room, but there's not a bathroom in there.
I see.
So we were using that bedroom to kind of, like, go in and go out. So I had gone in to use the bathroom. I was coming out, and he was going in. And like, you know, he'd had, like, a little bit to drink, but not a ton, you know? And mm-hmm. so he's still, like, fairly, you know, lucid, and so am I. And I'm walking out, and, like, you know, like, we said something to each other that was just, like, I took it fully as a joke. I don't even remember what it was. It was something along the lines of, like,
what
me being in
right
there, or, like, something about that. And then, like, he kind of just looks at me and just kind of, like, jerks his head, like, back at the room. And I thought he was kidding. So I was like, ha, funny! And then just, like, walked away. And then it hit me. I was like, wait, that part wasn't a joke. And then by the time I turned around, click, the door was closed. And I was like, no.
What?
I was devastated. I was devastated.
That's fucking painful.
And I was just like, you've got to be kidding me. I'm the dumbest bitch in the whole world.
Oh, no, that's awful.
And then there was a guy in high school who, me and a bunch of my friends all had, like, you know, a crush on, because he had started, like, coming to our church, and that's the only time that I met guys ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I think he's really cute, and so did all my other friends. And I didn't realize how patronizing it was, and I don't think they realized it either, honestly, but they were like, so one of my friends was like, you can have him. And I was like, thank you. Like, it was so nice.
Yeah,
I didn't realize it was a little patronizing.
How kind.
And then my other friend was like, I'm not in the same boat. I want to go after him. And so I was just like, And so, like, you know, we're both sitting there like, and, like, of course me, I'm awkward as fuck. And so I'm like, I don't know how to, like, communicate. And so, you know, like, we would text every now and then, but completely innocent. Just, like, literally just talking.
Mm-hmm.
But my friend that was letting me have him went and told him that I was into him, which is a nightmare for me because I don't know how to handle
fucking
it.
Fucking Christ.
So he texts me and he's like, hey, so-and-so told me that you, like, have a crush on me? And I was like, no. And I started, like, panicking. And immediately I started just lying and being like, no, I used to. But, like, I don't anymore.
Once upon a time.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, so, like, you don't anymore. Mm-hmm. And by this point, I've already lied. I can't back out. Oh, and so I was just like, yeah, you know, like, when I first, like, met you and everything, yeah, you know? And he was just like, oh, okay. And just kind of left it there. Oh, and I look back on that and I'm like, he wouldn't have brought it up.
That's fucking
if he
painful.
Didn't want to ask me out. Why else would he bring it up to me?
Oh, my
like,
God.
And I look back and I'm like, why was I so fucking stupid? And that was in high school. And then the Mary Poppins guy happened again in college. I just have a terrible streak.
Fuck.
Because I grew up not thinking I was attractive. And so I was like, no one would like, I'm like, what the fuck? And, so, you know, I'm not the hot one in the group. And then, so like, when people would like be interested, it was just like a, huh? Like, Who are you looking at?
You mean it?
You mean it?
Jesus
like,
Christ.
Yeah, like, it was shocking when it started happening. And, like, especially once I got into college, I was just like, what? I feel like this is a prank. Why are all these people interested in me? Like, is this some sort of bet everyone's gotten in on?
Because
I absolutely got the whole thing in high school where people would, like, come up, ask me out, and I'd be like, and they'd be like, just kidding, it was a bet, and then, like, walk
That's
away.
That's fucking horrible.
So anyone, like, showing interest, I was like, is this a dare? Like, is this real? Or did your
Where's
friends...
Where's Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah,
am I on prank?
Yeah, did your friends over there, like, bet you to come over and say this to me? Like,
oh my God.
For a very long time.
Jesus Christ. Well...
But, yes.
Well, I think we are right at time. But so that is where we're going to have to leave it. And then we'll talk more about awesome shit next time as we spin the wheel to see kind of where... We're going next time. It's never a choice.
It was
topless.
Never a choice.
Yeah, let's
Our next
go.
Topless episode. If you don't know what that means, we're not going to be topless, but the episode is going to be, which means there is not a topic.
We're freeballing it.
Yes, we come in with no agenda, and we just sit down and we talk.
No
you know,
agenda, no topics.
Can you believe we had an agenda for this podcast?
So, outstanding. Well, thank you guys very, very much for listening. We had to cut this one a little short due to time, but in the meantime, I've been Tyler.
I've been Danielle.
And this is just a friendly reminder from your friends that let me tell you why to never give up on your dreams.
Oh my God.
Be sure to like, follow, subscribe, do all the things that you know to do. We love you guys very much. You already know who we are, so we're not going to say it again. Bye-bye!
Bye.